And now we have a small selection of letters to the evening news.
Our first letter is from Jimmy James of Stoke Holy Cross, who bemoans the closure of his favourite coffee house and restaurant. So sad to learn of the closing of the Britain's Arms coffee house and restaurant. Sad for those who perhaps never found this wonderful centre of seemingless, endless, fantastic, freshly baked home-cooked dishes. In 1975, I joined the police, and soon, as a very young, inexperienced police officer, was walking the beat in Norwich. In those formative days as beat officer, I soon found the kitchen of the Britain Arms, learning quickly that if I brought in the crate of milk in off the street, I would be rewarded with a cup of coffee and perhaps even one of their wonderful sausage rolls. At that time, coffee was prepared in what Sue and Gilly referred to as the old army sock method, a large pan of boiling water into which what looked like, but as I was assured was not, a sock, stuffed with coffee, was thrown and left to bubble in the cauldron. I am pleased that I was able to have lunch at the Britain Arms in October, but so sad, selfishly, to now realise that this was my last meal there. I am sure I will be joined by so many other appreciative customers to wish both Sue and Gilly the very best for their well-earned retirement.
Our next letter continues with the restaurant theme, but here Councillor John Fuller of Brook warns us that if we don't support our local eating places better, then we'll be in danger of losing them. My wife and I wanted to support a local restaurant on Friday evening. We made a booking at short notice for Captain America's Hamburger Heaven in Exchange Street, but when we arrived, we were the only ones there. A few bookings had been cancelled owing to a flurry of snow that morning, but the vast majority were simply no shows. Small family-owned restaurants and local institutions like Captain America's need our support. They have invested in social distancing and hygiene equipment. They brought in staff and provisions on the basis that they would be busy. Instead, waiting and kitchen staff were stood idle and disappointed. For them to survive, we need to patronise our favourite pubs and eateries. And if a booking is made, please have the courtesy to honour it, or we'll only have ourselves to blame if we end up with only national chains and no local choices.
Our final letter is from Bill Woolner of Swanton Morley, in which he wonders whether we should impose harsher penalties on those who ignore traffic laws. There must be lots of people like me who were appalled by the report in the Eastern Evening News on December the 8th of the driver caught driving at 90 miles an hour in a 40 mile an hour limit on the A47. The list of offences stretched to dangerous driving, failure to stop, no insurance, no driving licence, and drug driving. Personally, I don't drive so much now, but members of my family and untold members of other law-abiding folk are forced to share the roads with people such as this driver every day. In an ideal world, we should be protected from the lethal dangers that drivers such as this expose us to. This menace should result in the loss of a driving licence for life. As having no licence doesn't seem to stop this kind of activity, a spell in prison may just convince these offenders that we mean business. Far too many get away with a gentle slap on the wrist.